Chapter 52. The Mount. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. By the Mount, and by the book inscribed, in parchment unrolled, and by the sacred house in the heavens, and by the canopy raised high, and by the sea swollen and filled, surely the torment of your Lord will come to pass. There is none that can avert it. On the day when the heavens will heave with a dreadful shaking, and the mountains will move away with a terrible movement, then woe that day to the deniers, who are blundering in falsehood, the day when they will be pushed down by force to the fire of hell irresistibly. This is the fire which you used to deny. Is this magic, or do you not see? Taste its heat, and whether you are patient of it or impatient of it, it is all the same. You are only being recompensed for what you used to do. Surely the pious will be in gardens and in delight, enjoying that which their Lord has bestowed on them, and that their Lord saved them from the torment of the blazing fire. Eat and drink with happiness because of what you used to do. They will recline with ease on thrones arranged in ranks, and we shall marry them to fair ones with wide and lovely eyes. And those who believe, and whose offspring follow them in faith, to them shall we join their offspring, and we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in the slightest. Every person is paid for that which he has earned, and we shall provide them with fruit and meats such as they desire. There they shall pass a cup from hand to hand between them, free from any vanity and free from sin. And there will go round boy servants of theirs to serve them, as if they were preserved pearls. And some of them will draw near to others, questioning, saying, Before, we were afraid with our families from the punishment of Allah. But Allah has been gracious to us, and has saved us from the torment of the fire. Surely we used to invoke Him alone and none else. Surely He is the most subtle, the most merciful. Therefore, remind and preach to mankind, O Muhammad, by the grace of Allah, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Or do they say, Muhammad is a poet, we await for him some calamity by time? Say to them, O Muhammad, wait then, I too am among those who wait. Do their minds command them to do this, or are they but a people exceeding all bounds? Or do they say, He, Muhammad, has forged this Quran? No, they do not believe. Then let them produce a recital like the Quran, if they are truthful. Were they created by nothing, or were they themselves the creators? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? No, but they have no firm belief. Or do they have with them the treasures of your Lord? Or are they tyrants with the authority to do as they like? Or do they have a stairway to the heavens, by means of which they listen to the speech of the angels? Then let their listeners produce some manifest proof. Or has he only daughters, and have you sons? Or is it that you, O Muhammad, ask a wage from them, so they are burdened with a debt? Or do they possess the unseen, and then write it down? Or do they intend a plot against you, O Muhammad? But those who disbelieve are themselves ensnared. Or do they have a god other than Allah? Glorified be Allah from all that they ascribe as partners to Him. And if they were to see a piece of the heavens falling down, they would say, Clouds, gathered in heaps. So leave them alone till they meet their day, when they will be struck with horror, the day when their plotting shall not avail them at all, nor will they be helped. And surely for those who do wrong, there is another punishment before this, but most of them do not know. So wait patiently, O Muhammad, for the decision of your Lord, for surely you are under our eyes, and glorify the praises of your Lord when you wake from sleep, and also in the night time glorify his praises, and at the setting of the stars at dawn.